But anyway, as I was saying, there's I was at Redledge Valley, and thank you to people who come up to me and said hello. There was a few of them, actually. I had a few listeners come out here and say hello to me because, you know, that's fun. I actually enjoy when people stop me in the streets and actually said, "Hi, Dale," you know, generic live show and all the rest of it. So, and, well, some people refer to that radio show that I do. So, thanks for that, whatever that means. But fans are a fan either way. So, I was actually at a polling booth. I want to tell you all my experience of it. And it's free. You know, this is online, so I'm not gonna, and I can say what I like, obviously. But I don't want to drag anyone through the mud. Full disclaimer, and I should have put this at the top of the show, and I can't think why I didn't. But I was volunteering for the Labour Party, Labour Party volunteer. But not that that matters for this type of coverage, but it matters here. So I was handing out voting cards. I was put up at the entrance, pretty much the entrance. One of the main entrances, anyway, the main entrance. There was three of us up there. There was myself, member of the LNP, and an independent up there. One of the independent candidates' representatives were up at the main entrance handing out. I'm going to say, well, they're a lot older and wiser than what I am. Not the first time at the rodeo. This is my first time at the rodeo, and I've got a lot of ideas. If I do this again, I've got a lot of ideas on what I'm going to be doing. For handing out next time. So I learned a lot on Saturday about myself and about how to put myself out there. What I didn't appreciate of this, and, you know, it's all fun games and love and politics, but people were walking up behind us, of course, trying to avoid us like you would. I mean, I understand the psyche. I mean, I'm not trying to force myself on people. I'm a very courteous person, if you know who I am, you know, in public. But people were walking up behind us, and I didn't see. I was focusing on where I was going, and I was facing the other way. There's a path that runs behind where we were standing, and people were walking up, you know, on my left hand side. So would that be on my, yeah, on my left hand side? That would be. So they were walking up behind me. The person who I was with ran across me, kind of shoved me out of the way. To hand out his brochure. And the look on people's faces were like, oh my God, did he just do that? So I came back with a sales pitch. I said, they'll push you around too, ha 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 ha. And so I was charming about it. And the look on the guy's face was, oh crap, he's getting good. And, you know, we all shook hands afterwards. You know, say the beep, no. We're all getting along. We're all humans, after all. So, and then, you know, it's fair game and love and politics. But I just thought, and that happened twice, in two separate occasions. You know, and just a constant hackling as well. I got some good hackling tactics, and I really put up a good fight. But really, really interesting experience to actually volunteer and hand out those cards. It's very different than actually being on the other end of that line receiving them. So wanted to share that experience here at the top of the hour as well. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, we will continue our election coverage. We'll give you the full rundown on what happened. At the top of the hour here, we'll recap most of the Senate results. We'll run down the Senate results first, then give you the House of Representatives, because the Senate votes are a mess. They're a hot, hot, delicious soup of mess. Thanks for joining us. It's 10 o'clock.